Maroney's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roney. All right. This time we're going to talk to Scott Roche, who his main website is spiritualtramp.com, and he is a prolific writer, a great thinker, and just a great guy. So there's so many things that we need to jump into that I want to audibly introduce you to a great guy, Scott Roche. Here we go. This is Roney's Own Radio again, and I have the extreme pleasure to have Scott Roche of thespiritualtramp.com, as well as other things. It's just a great pleasure. So good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
The first time I actually found you was over on one of my favorite websites, which is Hollywood Jesus.
I've been writing for them off and on for a while.
How did you first get involved writing over there?
Well, I was poking around looking for good resources for Christian movie geeks, because I'm definitely a Christian and a movie geek, and ran across it. And this was back when their site was still pretty primitive, I guess. They've made a lot of improvements over the last couple of years. And they were looking for reviewers, and so I had a review that I had written of Shaun of the Dead. Yeah,
yep.
I had written a review of Shaun of the Dead just for my blog, and I sent it to them, and I figured if they were cool enough to accept a Christian who could enjoy Shaun of the Dead, then they were definitely a site that I wanted to write for. So I ended up actually reviewing a lot of music for them, and then I moved on to reviewing electronic media for them. And they actually set up a sort of electronic media subsection of their website just for me to play around with, called Impulse, E-M-P-U-L-S-E. And that's been a lot of fun as well. So I've reviewed some podcasts and some other electronic media, and it's been a lot of fun.
I think it's fantastic that Christian media has finally woken up to the fact that the Christians have something to say outside of the realm of what's their favorite Bible story and pre-trib, post-trib kinds of discussions, that actually they can enjoy a movie or music that isn't done by Christian entity. And I was very impressed with Hollywood Jesus, because it wasn't just all movies are bad except for these three. These three are good. I was reacquainted with you when you reviewed Mer Lafferty's book, Playing for Keeps, there on Hollywood Jesus. So I just want to say kudos to you for keeping the Christians kind of aware that there are some good points on the internet.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Murr and a lot of the, I guess, quote unquote, big names in podcast fiction were an inspiration to me to get my own writing out there in a different way on the internet. And they've really been a big help. So it goes both ways.
The whole audio novel, I would say, is kind of a new, at least from my perspective, is a new area. I think a lot of people are used to maybe a LibriVox and maybe reading certain books and that kind of a thing. But I think Archangel, yours, is a part reading of a text and then also part audio drama. You mentioned a couple of folks that were your inspiration there. What caused you to sit down and write Archangel?
A few years ago, I started getting involved in NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month.
Yep.
And
okay,
those don't know, that's the month of November. You're challenged to write a 50,000-word novel. And for those of you that don't know, can't imagine what that is, your typical novel is anywhere between 80 and 120,000 words. And so 50,000 words is really more of a novella, but it's very manageable to do in 30 days. And so I wrote the first half of Archangel, which I call Valley of the Shadow, a few years ago. And that came in at just around 55 or 60,000 words. And it sat in an electronic drawer for a couple of years because I got a little burned out.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to go ahead and start podcasting it once I had listened to people like Mer Lafferty and Scott Sigler. And I noticed a lack of Christian fiction. And Archangel is, I consider it Christian fiction, although it's approachable for non-Christians on purpose. It deals with a lot of spiritual warfare and in addition to battling evil on the physical plane.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy it because of the scope. It is so large, and it's very different. I think a lot of Christian works, especially when it's fiction, is more kind of a linear story, is family in trouble, finds God, and gets things worked out within 2 hours or whatever the film is.
I'll tell you what really inspired me to break out of that mold. There's a Christian author. His name is Ted Decker.
Okay.
And I don't know if you're familiar with his work, but I really strongly encourage any Christians that are out there, or non-Christians for that matter, but especially Christians who are interested in finding fiction that kind of breaks that mold.
Mm-hmm.
He is outstanding, and it's D-E-K-K-E-R. And he's done some great stuff. I haven't read all of his stuff, but he's done some great stuff. And he and a couple of other Christian authors that I've enjoyed have been inspirational in that regard. Just trying to find a way to remain true to my faith, put it in my fiction, but not in a way that beats you over the head with it.
Sure. These are my thoughts. I think the world in general has figured out all the little tricks that we as Christians fall into when we want to, quote unquote, witness. That they can see it a mile away. They can spot it. You know, the little $50 bill with the little track on the other side. They've seen that. The four spiritual laws. They've laughed at the chick publications and that kind of a thing. But I believe, and I'll kind of toss it out to you, I think that witnessing and expressing our faith is really taking on a larger vision now. It's not just, here is 5 minutes with a non-believer that will cause him to accept Christ. I think it's a larger view. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, in fact, my wife and I started doing a podcast together a few months ago. And basically, it's an audio version of my blog over at spiritualtramp.com. And I encouraged her to join me, and she was willing to do that. And we just did a podcast this past Sunday on that very topic, evangelism. I was inspired by a video that's kind of gone a little viral now by Penn Jillette, the illusionist, atheist, anti-BS artist.
Yes.
That was very moving. He talked about how somebody had handed him a Bible, and he's a very vocal atheist. And he said the thing that struck him about this guy was he was very genuine. And he was very, he used the word sane.
Mm-hmm, right.
And the guy didn't try and shove the Bible down his throat. He was like, you know, here this is. I just want you to know that I really enjoy you for who you are. And I'm not going to try and sell you a bill of goods, but read this. If you want to get in touch with me, give me a call and we'll interact. And that really impacted him. I mean, it didn't change his mind.
Right.
One event like that's not going to change somebody who's really hardcore like him. But he said, if you're a Christian and you don't tell them the truth as you see it, as you understand it, how much do you have to hate that person?
Mm. Yeah.
And my wife and I talked about it, and it things like evangelism explosion, chick tracks, that stuff doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It never really worked. You have to really have a relationship with somebody.
Right.
And interact with them over a long period of time and really share your life with them. And that's where you're going to impact people.
I totally agree. And I have come to that over time. And that really solidified it to me when I really reread the Gospels. And I found that Jesus was really nothing like religious leaders today are saying. I don't know who they're talking about. To me, I think they explain that Christian is more like a Pharisee, where it's more rules and regulations and what you don't do and where you aren't at. But the Jesus I read about, the what would Jesus do, that whole thing, Jesus was within the people. He was there. He would talk to people who most Christians, I mean, just take Borat, for example, just a weird example, okay? Even though it was a comedy movie, you know, when the prostitute walked in the house, the first person to hit that door was the pastor, just because it wouldn't look right.
Right.
And that really set difficult with me. And I said, you know, Jesus would stick around.
Absolutely.
And so this is kind of what we're talking about now. I do believe that there is a change in the way we deal with it. I don't believe if there were cars in the days of the Bible that Jesus would put a bumper sticker on that car and say, that relieves me of all rights to really communicate and be amongst people that don't agree with me. I don't think so.
That's right. And I mean, there's a Stephen Curtis Chapman song called What About the Change?
Mm-hmm.
And he opens up the song talking about, you know, I've got the bracelet and I've got the doormat that'll bless you as you walk across my front door. And I've got all this, I've got the t-shirt and I've got the this and the that. But unless you've got a change, unless you're, there is something in you that reflects Christ in your life, a genuine spirit of love for other people, all the Christian kitsch in the world isn't going to make a difference in anybody's life. Mm-hmm. And if you have all that stuff and you don't have the change and you don't have the love that Christ represented, then people are going to spot you as a phony a mile away.
Yeah. Where did the term spiritual tramp come from?
That's a good question. There's a couple of different things. As I was trying to come up with a URL for my website, I was like, okay, I want it to be something that really reflects me, that's unique, that involves my spiritual walk. And so part of it is tramp, like the old hobo, like the wanderer. Mm. And I'm very much a spiritual wanderer. I've had a very interesting journey. Mm. And the other part of it is tramp as in trampoline, because my life has had a whole lot of ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that's kind of where I got the inspiration for that name. And it's stuck. So I enjoy that.
When I finally took my faith outside of the stained glass walls and I found that God was just as powerful and his word was just as true outside of my circle of Christian friends, where every time I talked to him, we would agree, you know, and it would be this kind of, you know, Holy Ghost huddle and hallelujah huddle and all that. But I found that having relationships and friends and with folks that are gay or atheist that have no agreement with me at all, that God is just as powerful, his word is just as true, and my faith is actually working out what it's supposed to do. I really enjoy your website. I enjoy listening to your podcast, and you deal with some pretty controversial and wild topics. I really want to applaud you for that, because I think a lot of Christians would not. Everything costs money, and we want to offer this to you. It's a support page, support.roniezone.com. There's two ways that we would ask that you would help support us. One is just a PayPal link, and you can donate any amount you'd like through PayPal. The other way is to buy products from our other links to affiliates that we offer on that page as well. We really appreciate it. Everything costs money, and we want to continue to keep these shows free, so we offer this to you. Please visit our support.roniezone.com page to help support us. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Here's just a quick reminder that if you want to continue to get these Roni Zone radio shows directly sent to either your Google Reader or your iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, please visit subscribe.roniezone.com, and it's going to give you links and instructions of how to get subscribed and get connected to us so we can send you shows automatically. Thanks so much. You deal with some pretty controversial and wild topics. And I really want to applaud you for that, because I think a lot of Christians would not.
Well, I got really challenged. I developed a relationship with a guy whose name is Sean Murphy, and he's been my co-producer for Archangel for a while. And he's one of my more frequent commenters, and he's, he calls himself a functional atheist. Mm. And dealing with him and developing a relationship with him, he really challenges me to think about my faith. And I get to see through his eyes what we look like. Mm. Because he's not afraid to tell me how ugly and strange Christianity looks to people that aren't on the inside.
Right.
And so through my relationship with him, I get to really look at my faith in a new way for me. Mm-hmm. And that's been helpful in coming up with topics for the show. And I've always been sort of willing to challenge my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're called to do that, to really hold one another accountable and to understand that it's not about being a slave to tradition. I've got the header on my website, quote from Proverbs, that says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart." And I'm ordinarily not a King James guy, but I think the poetry of that speaks to me. And that's what my Christianity is about. It's not about rules or how I can force somebody to follow my way of life. It's about mercy. It's about truth. It's about love. And without that, nothing else makes any difference.
Also kind of fit in with that is I was talking to my wife and I was watching WALL-E on a plane, and I was watching it without the sound on, and I could still follow who he was and who Eve was and who the people were, even if I didn't hear what they had to say. Along with that is that faith inside of you reminds me of the scripture that says that we're letters read of all men. Sometimes that occurs when we don't say anything. I really appreciate that, warts and all, you're living out your Christian faith in the light. When people are looking and when they're not looking. I really appreciate that that's what you bring to your website and to your show and to what you do. And I just want to say I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's hard to be out there, but, you know, I tried to hide the darker parts of my personality, and I tried to hide the sins that I struggle with for a long time. Mm. And you end up being a pretty miserable person that nobody wants to be around. And the gospel doesn't go forward if you're a miserable person that nobody wants to be around.
Sure.
So, and you just self-destruct eventually. And I did. God carried me and my family through that. So I sort of have to live out in front of everybody, mm-hmm. because I know that there's grace there.
Yeah.
And we need to display that.
And I think it's important to those who don't believe see that there is grace and forgiveness, even within the constructs of Christianity. Because if they only see the people that are on top, that always succeed and are quote unquote perfect and never fall, then what hope do they have? You know,
exactly.
I mean, it's no way. So this is a couple of more questions. I'm going to ask questions that I'm kind of ending on now is, what makes you believe there is a God?
Nothing like the easy questions.
Yeah.
For me, even before I was a Christian, I saw God in the universe. I mean, you know, we're talking here about sort of general revelation. As beautiful and as complex and as huge as our universe is, to me, there has to be a creator. Mm. Yeah, there has to be something behind all of this. It seems ridiculous to think that there's nothing larger out there that's responsible for us. And I look at the good things that humanity does and has, the gifts from God, you know, love and poetry and creativity. And I just got to say, that didn't come through evolution. That didn't come as some sort of cosmic accident. Yeah, you know, there is a being out there that created all this, that instilled this in us. So that's where my notion of God came from. And then as I began to look at religions, you know, I was very much a cultural Christian growing up, but I was open-minded and went through college and looked at the other religions and looked at atheism and agnosticism. And I said, you know, Christianity speaks the truth about the nature of humanity. We're all a bunch of broken, miserable, imperfect people, incapable of pulling ourselves up out of the mire of the world. We need a savior. And no other belief system or religion that I found bore that out other than Christianity. So just the truth that I see reflected in all of creation and in all of creativity speaks to me that Christ is who he claimed to be and that God is who he claims to be.
With all the failures of Christians and Christian leaders and things that you see, why stick with it? Why stay a Christian?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a failure at something is not a reason to quit. You know, if I expected, again, you know, it gets back to, if I expected people to be perfect, then, or for people to, you know, perfect themselves, then Christianity isn't the religion I would have chosen in the first place. I would have been like a Buddhist or something. You know, if we keep doing it and doing it and doing it, we'll keep coming back until we get it right. Christianity doesn't teach that. So I stay a Christian because ultimately it speaks the truth about the life that I have led and the lives I've seen in other people. And again, the Bible tells us again and again and again, we're imperfect people. We're never going to be perfect this side of heaven. Don't expect perfection from other people. Strive, you know, try, but understand that you're not going to get there on your own. You know, that's why when I see Christian leaders fail, I wonder why other people are surprised at that. You know, especially Christians, because we should know, of anybody, we should know that our leaders are people just like us, and they're going to mess up just like we mess up. And that's why, like, the characters in my books, I try and give them flaws, because I think that nobody's interested in perfect characters. And really interesting characters, just like really interesting people, have deep, abiding flaws. So that's what drove me a little crazy about a lot of Christian fiction that I read, is it's all these really nice, really clean, got it together people. I don't know anybody like that. I don't know about you.
No, I'm almost none.
So the main character of Archangel, Matthew York, is sort of a self-righteous, a little pompous, very much a Pharisee. And he gradually discovers that through the process of dealing with the forces of evil that he's dealing with. The other really interesting character in that book for me is Lee Winston, who's a police detective, who is an atheist. And, you know, he, see him confronted with all this supernatural stuff. He's got some pretty deep character flaws, too. So, you know, the flawed characters interest me, and I hope that that's reflected in my writing.
I definitely think so, and I think it's very refreshing. And I really enjoy the wrestling that you do, the debates that you do so well on your website, and that you're not afraid to sometimes dig in the mud and say, you know what, let's talk about this. I don't want to just get upset, kind of, you know, throw down my sign, my little picket sign, and walk away from you. Is I struggle too, and I want to talk to you about these things. And you know, if we don't agree, that's fine. But I want you to kind of know who I am, and I'm kind of like you. Is I may question, but we're in this together. I think Christians forget to love sinners. They're so used to not agreeing with them and being upset and mad because sinners act like sinners. It's just funny.
Right. We forget. We forget that we sin too. And, and you know, it's even in these attempts to love these other people, we can sin. You know, I just, it amazes me. We lose sight. I lose sight. You know, I don't want to appear, I get really tempted to get, I guess, self-righteous on in a different way. I think, often think better of myself than my brothers because I think I understand it. And I know all about grace, and I know all about, you know, it's kind of funny. I know all about grace, so I'm going to harangue you until you figure grace out, which is not very gracious in and of itself. So, you know, we all have our struggles. It's really easy to lose sight of that and start to think that you've got it all together.
Well, Scott Roche, this has been a wonderful time, and I appreciate you taking time out to talk to me on the phone. I would have never found that Penn Jillette video unless you'd posted it. I can tell you my wife and I have had some very, very interesting discussions about it. So I just want to thank you for being you, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for your show. I think it's great that you work so hard to help lift up the community and through this whole Christian New Media experiment that we're doing, and just really challenge people to get the word out in their own unique, special ways. And so thank you.
There is no way we can do what we do on our own. So we often play promos and things like that, and we want you to check out these promos, but also take a second and check out these shows if they really seem interesting to you. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
No. I don't think he likes you at all. No, I don't like you either. I love that. That is so great. That's good writing.
Yes, because it's not much dialogue.
And because George Lucas didn't write all the dialogue.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Angela.
And when you're not listening to this glorious podcast, we would love to have you listen to ours, the Anomaly Podcast.
That's A-N-O-M-A-L-Y podcast.com.
Hello.
Hi. I'm here to pick up Kate for our date.
Oh, you are you? Well, first you're going to have to answer a few questions.
Okay.
Mac or PC?
PC.
Do you have a web page?
What?
I said, do you have a web page, boy?
Yes.
Ever downloaded files illegally?
No, never.
Hmm. Well, do you listen to the Jesus Geek podcast?
No.
Jesus Geek, technology news and how-tos for the connected Christian. www.jesusgeek.info.
Who was that, Daddy?
Nobody you'd ever want to meet. Jesus Geek, www.jesusgeek.info.
I hope you have enjoyed this interview, and I really want you to visit Scott's site, spiritualtramp.com, and also check out his different places where he posts and writes and his projects that he's working on. He's a busy guy, but he's a very inventive and creative guy. So check it out. Follow him and maybe befriend him on Twitter, Facebook, wherever he is, because he's really a cool guy, and you need to get to know him. It's important. So thanks, and I will talk to you soon. See you, bye. Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.